Remarks of the President, Dunsmuir, California, 3 October 1952.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is a most wonderful country. I envy you of it. I wish I had Mount Shasta in my backyard. Now, I'd have a much bigger backyard than I have now. I don't want you to labor under any misapprehension of why I'm here today. I'm out campaigning for the Democratic ticket, in case you don't know. I've been traveling across the country telling the people some plain facts. What it all adds up to is that the Republican Party has a pretty sorry record. They've been against almost every kind of progressive measure that makes this country a better place in which to live. You know, some strange things have been happening in the Republican Party. It's getting so it's hard to tell just what the letters GOP stand for. Back in 1948, I said GOP stood for gluttons of privilege. And there's a lot of truth in that, because the Republican Party was the party of special privilege in 1948. And it is still today. Then the other day, Governor Stevenson said he'd heard that GOP stands for grouchy old pessimists. There's a lot of truth in that, because the Republican Party has made a political issue out of Governor Stevenson's sense of humor. Now I've heard another one. They tell me that GOP stands for the General's Own Party, or to put it another way, the Party of the Generals. And there's a lot of truth in that. The Republicans have General MacArthur, General Martin of Pennsylvania, and General Windemeyer. Then, of course, they have a five-star general who's running for president. Now, I understand he carries some other generals around with him to help him with his political campaigns. Now, I'm perfectly willing and glad indeed. Let the Republicans have all the generals if you'll just give me the corporals and the privates. Now, that's a lot of generals, but I still haven't mentioned some of the biggest Republican generals of all. That's General Motors and General Electric and General Foods. They have all the generals but one, and he's in our camp. That's the general welfare of the people. The Republicans are a party of the generals, and the Democrats are a party of the privates. With the Republicans, the big fellas come first, and with the Democrats, we take care of the little fellas. The only Democratic general I can think of is the one I told you about a while ago, and his name is General Welfare. Now, I'll have to confess to you that I was a captain in World War I, but don't let that worry you. I found out the hard way that captains are a lot closer to the privates than they are to the generals. I've been a private and a corporal and a sergeant, too. So I know what the corporal and the private and the sergeant think about, anyway. Anyway, our candidate for president is a man who was an apprentice seaman in World War I. So he, too, knows how the privates in the ranks feel. He is Adlai Stevenson of Illinois. I hope you'll vote for Governor Stevenson and Senator Sparkman. Governor Stevenson has given Illinois about the best and most progressive government that state ever had. That's the best possible training for the presidency. Senator Sparkman has one of the most progressive records in the Senate. He has been for small business and for the everyday man. These are men you can trust. Now, it's your business to decide how your public officials serve you. You yourselves, the people, have the power of this government. The Constitution says the power shall rest in the people. And when you exercise your right of franchise, that's how you exercise your right of power and control of the government. And when you don't go out and vote on election day, you're not doing justice to yourself or to the country. If you don't go out and vote and you get bad government, you have nobody in the world to blame but yourselves. Now, I hope every one of you we'll think this situation over. I hope you'll study the issues. I hope you'll read the record. I emphasize the fact that the record is made. It's in fine print in the Congressional Record, and it's hard to read, and a lot of people don't like to read fine print, but this is of such importance. You ought to inform yourselves as to which is the party of the people, which is the party of progress, and which party is not the party of progress, and then you ought to go to the polls and vote for your best interest. Vote for the welfare of this great nation of ours. Vote for the welfare of the world as a whole, and for the party that is making the strongest endeavor to get peace in the world. If you do that, the country will be safe for another 4 years. Thank you very much.